listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for all of you that are joining me on this wonderful Piercing Darkness show, lifting up Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. You know, the Bible says that in the last days, God is going to pour his spirit upon all flesh. I want to encourage you that you're a candidate for a miracle. You're a candidate for a blessing. Regardless of what you're going through in your life, this is the right program to tune into and get encouraged and get blessed. With God, all things are possible. You know, I was reading the Bible the other day, and I began to see the goodness of the Lord. Even when you meditate on the Word of God, you see that God is always reaching out. Love is always reaching out. God is love. Even when we don't deserve His love, the Lord reaches out to us. The breakthrough that God is prepared to bless you with is more powerful than the challenge you're facing. The enemy can't figure out what God is doing, so he's trying to frustrate you. I don't understand the alarm to all those that are discouraged and are going through any kind of distress or hard time. Don't give up, but put your faith in God. And he will see through. So this is a wonderful show. You're going to hear powerful testimonies of people that got delivered and set free. Not only that, but also you're going to hear some beautiful highlights of our services, crusades. You know, I do crusades all over the world. And I just want to take you to some amazing experiences that are going to encourage you. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So no matter what you may be going through, the same Jesus that walked on the sea, the same Jesus that walked in Galilee by the sea to heal the sick, the same Jesus that raised Lazarus from the dead is the same Jesus that we are talking about. You may not see him physically, but his presence is here by his spirit. And I want to encourage you to surrender your heart to Jesus and let the gospel be preached as evidence of his power, of his resurrection is released through the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. So we want to thank God for all of you that are joining us. If you need deliverance, get ready for it. If you need healing, get ready for it. If you need life, get ready for it. God's going to give you life. God's going to give you deliverance. God's going to give you healing. So call 561-337-9018. That's 561-337-9018 is our prayer line you can call. Now, I also want to encourage you to visit the website. Our website is www.powerevangelism.net. Now, when you go to our website, you're going to be finding great information that will encourage you. Also, we have a landing page called TwoNightsOfMiracle.com. You can go to our website and find our crusade, which we invite you to come to at the Palm Beach Confession Center, 650 Okeechobee Boulevard. You're going to be there for Two Nights of Miracles. And that is the 13th and 14th of September next month. So you just have about 27 days left before the crusade, which is going to be an amazing crusade. And it's non-denominational. Anybody who wants to experience the power of God is welcome to the crusade. It's going to be powerful and very amazing. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You know, when you look at what's happening in the world today, fear is all over. God is still on the throne. Even when people are afraid, God is still on the throne. And there's no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You gotta put your faith in God. So the Word of God is going to be preached today on this program. And also we're going to hear some powerful testimonies. And you can call and submit your progress to 561-337-908. I'll say it a bit slower. The phone number again is 561-337-908. You can call that phone number and we will pray for you and believe God to bless you. Also, we are excited that God is going to be healing the sick and setting the captives free in this crusade. You see, even the Bible says, men did the affliction of the righteous, but God delivers them through all. Are you being afflicted? God will deliver you through your affliction. I want to encourage you to trust God. I've seen the Lord remove infirmities of people, evil infirmities removed of people through prayer. So I know God answers prayer, and I want to encourage you to stay tuned for what God is about to do. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. And whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. This apostle come to you live on the Piercing Darkness Show on this wonderful station, lifting up Jesus and declaring, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth." That should be what comes out of your mouth, not fear or discouragement. The bigger your mountain, the greater the miracle. Don't take what the devil is giving you. Don't take the depression. Don't take the discouragement. Don't take the rejection. But carry the cross and follow Jesus. We are on a path to victory. We're on a path to total victory over the enemy. So get ready for that in Jesus' name. So call 561-337-908, and our website is www.theprayerevangelism.net. You can go there and read about testimonies. You know, also read about the powerful, you know, updates and prophetic. We have a prophetic update. You can go check it out and know that God is moving. Also, you can order our products on our website. Powerful teaching, revelation that can help you. Also, you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Periscope, Twitter. We're on social media, preaching the gospel. You're going to find a lot of updates there. So we're going to go back to the studio, and I'll be back shortly to bring you some more exciting praise reports and testimonies. I believe in miracles, and I believe in God, and nothing is impossible. All you have to do is to believe, and it shall be done. 561-337-908. Stay tuned.
Defile man to the extent that when he hears the word spoken by God, he takes it out of context and causes confusion on how people interpret the scripture. The letter killeth, but the spirit bringeth life. The truth in the word is to change you. God doesn't want to destroy you. He wants to transform you. And this afternoon, what I want to focus on by the grace of God is your ability to receive God's word in its fullness without taking away from it or adding to it. When God speaks his word to us, we got to get the message and allow that message that God has spoken to us to be interpreted the way he wants us to interpret it. Amen. All things were made by him in verse 3, and without him was not anything made that was made. Jesus Christ is the word. Jesus Christ has been exalted, and he will never be brought down. Authority has been given to him. His name is extremely above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. I want you to follow me closely here. Why does the Bible say tradition makes the word of God of no effect? What does the Bible say in verse 12? But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The word believe is a key to where you go and how deep you can go in God. And when you look at verse 10, it says, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Can we be so much deceived as human beings that God sent his son and nobody knew, only a fraction knew that he was around? Do you see how the devil can blind, fool men? That without the Holy Spirit, you would have been worshiping some demon. Probably you would have been into some kind of deception. How the devil managed to deceive even the very people that saw the Lord walk on earth and did not believe. Because you would say, from your normal thinking, that if I saw the Lord face to face, turning water into wine, walking on the sea, feeding thousands of people, opening the blind eyes, oh, I would believe. So it becomes so easy to believe if you see something like that happening. But for some reason, they saw the miracles. They heard him speak, and they did not believe. And that should get your attention. To what extent has the enemy managed?
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm coming to you live from the studio, ready to lift up Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Nothing is impossible with our God. All you have to do is to believe. 561-337-9018. That's 561-337-9018. It's the number you can call for prayer. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible. Don't forget to join us in our crusade at the Palm Beach Convention Center. And that is going to be on September the 13th and the 14th, 7 p.m. The night services. We're going to have a school of the Holy Spirit in the morning. You're welcome to join us in that school. God bless you. Jesus is the healer. I'll be back after this.
Ministries invites you to two nights of miracles in the heart of West Palm Beach, Florida, in downtown. September the 13th and September 14th, Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. It's free admission with Man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly, at the Palm Beach County Convention Center in downtown West Palm Beach. Bring your friends and bring...
If Jesus is here, the devil is alive. Whose name is above every name?
And tonight the pain is
gone.
Give God a shout of praise.
Welcome. Don't miss this awesome citywide crusade. All are welcome. Many are traveling from around the world to come experience the power of God. God used Apostle Ronald Solly in an unusual way. Your family, many have been set free. A touch from Jesus.
So you're going to repeat what I said.
Don't miss your miracle. Jesus is Lord, and miracles still happen.
Hands up. Sing it again.
Through Calvary, I see the light.
while your eyes are closed.
I've been going to nursing school. Nursing school is very expensive, and I know I couldn't afford it. And extra bills was popping up out of nowhere, and I'm already fighting to stay in school and don't get kicked out. Because nursing school, you fail one class, you're out. And so I'm like, okay, God, I'm doing my part. And then they're sending bills while I'm in class. Like, so I'm like, okay, he's going to take care of it. You touched me and I fell right there. I was going to nursing school, but God showed me I'm going to go to nursing school, then go get my med school and become a doctor. But ever since you showed me that, it's like Satan have put something in my way. If it's not payment, if it's not some trouble in school, but God's going to get me through. I didn't even have to talk. It was like God already had it done, and he paid $15,000 of my school.
Jesus!
Celebrate the presence of the Lord. He is here. He's the Holy One. Let him be adored. He is here just to worship him. That's our greatest reward. He is here. In our midst, God Almighty is in our midst now. Hallelujah. Can't hardly wait. Oh, it's the resurrection morning. God's children all are home. What a glorious celebration as we shout around the throne. Unspeakable the glory, joy of him. I don't know about you, but I'm going to worship him. I'm going to praise him in that place. He is here.
Ministries presents Two Nights of Miracles, coming to the heart of downtown West Palm Beach with man of God, Apostle Ronald Solomon.
I'll make this as short as I can. My wife came home and saw a commercial or a billboard, I don't remember, but she saw something for Apostle Solly and said, this is what you need to go to. I had back surgery 2 years ago, and unfortunately, when they opened up my back, my disc was in pieces and it was in my nerve root. They had to hook my nerve and move it. I've had pain from my back to my ankle ever since that day, and I've had two surgeries after that. 2 months ago, well, February 9th was my last surgery. I was probably 8 weeks post-op when I went and saw the man of God. Prayed over me. I hit the floor, woke up, and I have not had a single nerve pain in my leg. I am on no more pain meds, no nerve meds, no nothing. Just remember, if you believe, you will receive.
Powerful signs, wonders, and miracles taking place.
Fear is not a factor when the glory is present.
For more information, visit powerevangelism.net or go to our special link, Two Nights of Miracles. .com. Read me.
We lift our hands in worship.
Pastor Sully was up at a church in Lionel Lakes, and all these things were happening that day, but I knew I needed to be there, and I got there, and during the praise and worship, Pastor Sully said, he stopped praising, and then he said that there's someone here that God is going to heal of MS and hypertension. In 2005, I was diagnosed with secondary progressive multiple sclerosis, which means I'm not getting any break from it. It's kind of downhill, is the way my doctor described it. And it kind of sent me into a tailspin. And then just a couple weeks before I had seen, came to the church, I was having hypertension that was like ridiculously high, and they told me I really needed to watch that. And when Pastor Sully just stopped and said that I knew God was speaking to me that night. And I claim that healing is mine. And I stand before you healed of that dreadful disease. There's no hypertension. There's no
MS. We give God glory for those powerful testimonies. It's not the work of a man, but the work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the healer. You know, when you look at the scripture and you study the scripture clearly, you understand that God is a promise keeper. And he followed through his word to watch over it, to make sure that it accomplishes that which it's been meant to. So, as we continue to hear these powerful, exciting moments, remember to join us on the 13th and 14th at the Palm Beach Convention Center for an amazing crusade. God is going to do incredible miracles for his glory. In Jesus' name, 561-337-908. All those testimonies, God canceled debt for that young lady. And she needed a miracle. She couldn't pay for nursing school. She wants to become a doctor. And her dream is big, but in America, if you can't pay, you can't get it. And you can dream as much as you want, but you don't have finances unless you get a scholarship. And God intervened in a situation. We give God glory for that. And also the people that have been healed. It's not the work of a man, but the work of the Holy Spirit. I'll be back after this.
Blessed by our praise, as
He's here. He's going to heal you. He's going to touch you. Is it for your daughter? Who? Nephew. Can I hear? Both ears. Oh my Jesus.
Power Evangelist Ministries presents Two Nights of Miracles, coming to the heart of downtown West Palm Beach with man of God, Apostle Ronald Simon. Signs, wonders, and miracles taking place.
Fear is not a factor when the glory is present.
For more,
hallelujah. Fear is not a factor when the glory is present. 561-337-9018. We're open for prayer, and we're going to pray for you and believe God to touch you and to bless you, because the Lord wants to touch you. The Lord wants to bless you. He's the same yesterday, He's the same today, and He's the same forever. The glory never expires. The same Jesus walked on the Sea of Galilee. The same Jesus that walked in those days by the sea, when walking by the sea, you know, touching the people, healing the captives. He walked into Peter's boat and fish came from all over. He is the same mighty wonder-working God, and he never fails. He will heal, he will deliver, and he will set the captives free. 561-337-9018. We want to pray for you, and we want to believe God to touch you and to bless you. Now, this miracle crusade, in a miracle crusade, we're going to experience deliverance. We're going to experience healing and miracles. So when you come to our crusade, God's going to touch you. Now, some say, well, I'm not sick. I'm not sick. Where do I have to go to that meeting? You can come and be in the atmosphere and receive a word to encourage your faith and your walk with the Lord. Maybe you need direction. Maybe you need to be in an atmosphere where God is moving so you can come and support. So you can come and be part of what God is doing and support it. You can bring your congregation if you're pastor, bishop, or prophet. You can bring your family if you're husband, wife. You can bring your children. Come be in the atmosphere where God is moving. And this is not about a denomination or about a religious organization. This is about the kingdom of God. And we are lifting up Jesus during this crusade. And we're going to see the Lord do mighty wonders during this crusade for his glory. Because our God is a mighty God that does wonders today, like he did thousands of years ago. Because he is the same, never changeth. He says he changeth not. So our God changeth not. So we give God praise for what he's going to do in this crusade. 561-337-9018. That's the number you should call. And God is going to be glorified in this crusade. I'm excited about the miracles, the signs, and the wonders that are taking place in our crusade. And all those testimonies are proof that our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above our imagination or above that which we think. Now, I got a question for you that are joining me right now. As I prepare to share the word of God, remember the dates for the crusade is on the 13th and the 14th at 7 p.m. and also 11 a.m. on the 14th, which is a Saturday. So for those 2 days, the atmosphere is going to be set for God to move incredibly, blessing everyone that is coming. Glory to God. Does God heal today? That's a question that really resounds in a lot of people's ears. Does God heal today? When we hear that God heals, does he heal today? Does he heal today? Yes, he does. Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the other question people ask is, why is not everybody healed? And if you can answer the question that does God heal today, then you can be able to answer the question, why is not everybody healed? Because God wants to heal everybody, but you got to be able to receive it. You see, when you go to the buffet restaurant, they welcome you, they ask you to go out, have a seat. So you take your seat. Once you take your seat, then they ask you, do you want anything to drink? You say, yes, I want something to drink. And then they bring the drink for you. And say, go help yourself. So you have to rise up on your feet, go to the dining table, and get your meal. So the choice is yours. So when you take that step to go and pick up the plate, that is where you receive your meal. Now, if you don't take that step to go get your meal, you're going to be hungry. So you're not going to eat, even if the food is right in front of you. But other people are eating because that's the atmosphere. It's a buffet restaurant, so everybody's eating. Then you can't say there is no food. Or how come this person, if this is real, how come so-and-so was not healed? No, God wants to heal everyone, but you have to receive it. You have to believe. And on this broadcast, I just want to teach you about this, because as we're getting on a countdown, I know I want to help those that believe and want to experience the power of God. So when we're going to look at the scripture and study the word and see what the Bible says, if you believe that God can save, you should believe that God can heal. So it says in the book of Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. Exodus 23, verse 25. Let's see what the Bible says. The Bible says, you shall serve the Lord your God, and I'll bless your bread and your water, and I'll take the sicknesses away from the midst of you. None shall cast a young or be barren in your land. I'll fulfill the number of your days. God promised to fulfill the number of your days. He will not allow sicknesses to overwhelm you, because God promised. If you look at verse 24, it says, you shall not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do according to their works, but you shall utterly overthrow them and break their pillars of pieces. So into pieces. When they were going to the land, they were commanded to break their pillars, the idols, into pieces. They were not to bow down to those idols, not worship them. They were commanded to go and serve the Lord. The Lord took the land from the perverted nations and gave it to the children of Israel. So they had a role, and they had something to do in the land. So when they're functioning in the land, the kingdom of God functions on seed time and harvest. So we sow seed and we reap the harvest. When we're in the kingdom of God, we're operating on what I call faith, the principle of faith, seed time and harvest. So you have to step into the river. In Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14. We're going to see what the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14. So God promised not to let sicknesses come on them. So sicknesses are not the work of God. God wants to remove sickness from among you. He wants to heal you. But you have to release your faith and believe what the word of God says. In chapter 17, verse 14, the Bible says, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Behold, they said to me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come. Now, it says, it's very powerful. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. God is the Savior, is the healer. If we're going to take salvation, we can take healing. We can take deliverance. Upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. There shall be holiness. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. So God heals today. Because the scripture says Jesus is the same yesterday. He's the same today. And he's the same forever. So when we study the scripture, what we see is God is a merciful God. And he's a loving God. And he's a healing God. If you look at verse 5, thus saith the Lord, cast the man who trusts in man and maketh flesh his arm, whose heart turns away from the Lord. When you turn away from the Lord, you abandon life. You abandon health. So God said, we'll not allow the diseases though on the Egyptians to come upon you. The Bible said that he was wounded for transgression, bruised for iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. And by his stripes, we were healed. So your healing happened in the past. But when Christ took the stripes, you can walk into it today. You can walk into your healing and your deliverance today by accepting what the word of God says. So the issue has to do with belief. A lot of people don't believe in healing. They don't believe in the supernatural. They don't believe that God can do supernatural healing, because when you gauge your faith based on those that never received their healing, then you're in a recipe of disaster. But if you base your faith on what God has promised, then you're on a pathway to victory. Now, you have to remember, God promised. When he promises, he fulfills his promise. So he promised to heal you. He promised not to allow the diseases of the Egyptians to come to you. The food you buy in the store, most of it is contaminated or manipulated. Even if it looks good and tastes good, you need God's protection. Even on the drinks you take, how many recalls they do? It takes one person to make a mistake. And a lot of people are focused on making money. And a lot of people focus on making money. So it's not about your welfare. So as much as the FDA tries to control what kind of, you know, food goes place here and there. But I mean, you know, they're human. At the end of the day, you have to bless the food and pray over it. God, even the medicine has side effects. Most of the medication has side effects. So if you take this medication, it's going to cause you to lose your hair. It's going to cause you to have, you know, nausea. I mean, if you're healthy, you need to thank God for that. People that work in hospitals, I mean, I went to pray for a lady the other day in a hospital. And as I was looking for the place where they were, I saw a group of people being tortured by infirmity. I mean, you could look at it, and the nurses are treating them, and the doctors are treating them, and you see they're not happy in that situation they're in. And when you come and go to the mall, you go to the stores, and you see people taking it for granted that they're healthy or they're able to move without having to be carried around. You ought to thank God for that. But God wants to keep you in health. So divine healing still happens today because it happened before. Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus brings the cure. Now, deliverance is the children's bread. Upon Mount Zion, there shall be holiness. There shall be deliverance, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. So, you receive healing when you come to Mount Zion. You receive deliverance when you come to Mount Zion. Does God heal today? Yes, he does. Does God deliver today? Oh, yes, he does. The ministry of Jesus Christ was a powerful ministry. If you look at, let's go to Luke, the book of Luke, chapter 22. Now, I'm looking at verse 66. When the day came, the assembly of the elders of the people gathered together, both chief priests and scribes, and they led him away to their council. And they said, "If you are the Christ, tell us." But he said to them, "If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I ask you, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man shall be seated at the right hand of the power of God." And they all said, "Are you the Son of God then?" And he said to them, "You say that I am." And they said, "What further testimony do we need? We have heard it ourselves from his own lips." They sought a reason to crucify the Savior. God appointed that as a turning point to bring salvation and deliverance. The right to be saved, the right to be healed, was made manifest at the victory on the cross, which is translated into the access to God's kingdom given to those very people that crucified the Master. Now, when you say God doesn't heal, it's like you're saying the cross was in vain. If you say God doesn't deliver, it's like you're saying the cross was in vain. If you say God doesn't save, the cross was in vain. But these people that ridiculed the Messiah, made fun of him, crucified him, but on the third day he rose again to shame all of them. And are you aware that the Lord, when he said on the cross, "It's finished," it was finished. That meant sin, that meant iniquity. So, for those that walk away from the Lord, religion is a form of godliness. It's like a mannequin. You don't go to a store and buy a cloth because it fits a mannequin. You buy it because it fits you. It may look good on a mannequin, but it has to fit you. That's why you don't just take it off the mannequin and go. The Lord has given you access to His kingdom by His Son Jesus. So because God heals today, we have testimonies and proof. But some don't receive their healing. They don't receive their deliverance because either they don't believe or they don't know how to receive. So we invite you to come to an atmosphere where you're going to learn how to receive. Because as faith is released, God will do what He has promised to do. 561-337-9018. I'll be back shortly.
Ministries invites you to two nights of miracles in the heart of West Palm Beach, Florida, in downtown, September the 13th and September 14th, Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. It's free admission with Man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly, at the Palm Beach County Convention Center in downtown West Palm Beach. Bring your friends and bring...
If Jesus is here, the devil is a liar. Whose name is above every name?
Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Whose name is above every name? Jesus is the name that's above every name. Now, the instruction the Lord gave was pick up your bed and walk. But people switch it around. Walk, then pick up your bed. No, those that are walking, they don't have to be told to pick up their bed. This man could not walk. So, he was commanded to pick up his bed and walk. So, he had to pick up the bed and walk. There has to be a will, a desire, a determination to come out of that situation, come out of your comfort zone. If it means for you to get a Uber, get a Uber. If you want to call for a ride, call for a ride and then come to the crusade. Be in the atmosphere and expect a touch from God. I'll testify about this testimony of a young man that was infected with cerebritis. The infection hit his brain. It was spreading all over his body. It disabled him. He could not walk. They took him to St. Mary Hospital. I went to the hospital, prayed for him, and prophesied while he's crippled. And he said, crippled by the cerebritis. So I see you playing drums. I see you on the camera. I prophesied his healing and deliverance. It manifested. The boy, within a week, was out of the hospital, back to his health, 100%. That's the God we talk about. Jesus Christ, the Bible said, when evening was came, they brought unto him all that were sick and he healed them. We have to not only talk about salvation, but we talk about healing and deliverance. The greatest miracle is salvation when you give your heart to Jesus. But also God wants you to be in good health and also to prosper financially. Some of you, you have to know that God wants to bless you financially. To prosper you, to bless you in your marriage. So your marriage is not a living hell. You gotta cast the devil out of your home. That is in your children, is in your living room. So come in the atmosphere where God is moving. And the Lord will touch you. And the Lord will bless you. Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's look at the scripture here. You know, some people, they're not healed because of this problem here. If you look at verse 34 in Luke chapter 23, verse 34. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. if you don't forgive, your sins will not be forgiven. Unforgiveness is a root cause for most of the chronic, most of the, you know, terminal issues that people deal with. Others are caused because of the enemy doing witchcraft, manipulation, but also unforgiveness. But he was wounded for transgression, bruised for iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we healed. God wants to heal you today. Even if you hear the broadcast I'm on right now, you can receive your healing and your deliverance. Because Jesus is your healer. And he wants to heal you today. I'll be back.
See, you call us to your purpose as angels understand tonight, Lord. For your glory, may you draw men as your love and grace demands. And I will run to your words of truth, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God. If you know it, sing it with me. I will run to you. I will run to you. Yeah. To your words of truth. To your words. For it's not by might. Not by might. No, no. Not by power. It's by the Spirit of God. I will run. The race till I see your face. Oh, let me live in the glory of your grace.
Thank you, Jesus. Run to Jesus. Believe in his word. God wants to touch you. God wants to deliver you. God wants to set you free. 561-337-908, wherever the number you can call for prayer. And also, we want to encourage you to come to our crusade, and you're going to be blessed. It's going to be the 13th and the 14th of this month of coming up September. Bring your family, bring your friend. We have a website called Two Nights of Miracles. You can go to the website and sign up, you know, to reserve yourself a seat. We're going to have three sessions, three services. Friday, one service. Saturday, two services. Morning and night, and they're all going to be very powerful. Let God arise and let his enemies scatter. Are you hungry for the move of God? Are you passionate? Are you ready for the mighty move of God? This is it. And this is the move of God we're talking about. We're getting ready to experience the greatest awakening, move of God. This is the time for revival. It's the time for the awakening. It's the time for deliverance. The magnificent hand of God is going to be there to bless you, to deliver you. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So we study the scripture, we see that Jesus went about not only healing, but feeding the poor, feeding the hungry. And he took care of people. We see the hand of God in a situation, solves problems, removes crisis. God is the one that is delivering and setting captives free today according to his promises. So I want you to do this. I want you to get on your phone, call your family, call your friends, invite your loved ones. Maybe they can't, you know, in this crusade, people are coming in from out of town. People are flying in from Denver, from other states. You know, we have registrations from Canada, from Africa, from other parts of the world coming to the crusade. Even from, you know, everywhere. I don't have access right now to tell you the delegates that are coming in from all over to come and be part of what God is doing. Jehovah is God, and he never fails. He never fails. And he has never failed. If you don't know Jesus in your heart today, I want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus. Simply say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I confess my sin. I repent and renounce my iniquity. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept you in my heart as my Lord and my Savior. I am born again in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you have received Jesus in your heart, you're born again. That is the promise of God. He promised salvation. He promised healing. He promised deliverance. Now you're born again. Carry the cross. Follow Jesus. You're a child of God. When you confess your sin and renounce your iniquity, the Lord will save you. We encourage you to read your Bible and pray. Lord, I thank you for those that are joining me right now on air that have had me share the word about healing and they need deliverance and healing in their body. Give it to them. Those who are sick, deliver them. Those who are oppressed, set them free. Healing is a gift. Healing is an act of faith. Deliverance is an act of faith. Let their faith be released in Jesus' name. And those who are coming to the crusade, we pray you protect them, preserve them. Now you have to understand that all of you that join me right now, that the word of God is a seed. Allow it to grow. Take the scriptures I gave you, go study them, and study them chapter. Seek out to God and find out what he wants you to receive and to do. Because God is a good God. Delay does not mean denial. The Bible says they overcame him. You'll overcome your enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony. Stand firm on God's word and see the salvation. This is your time to be free. PowerEvangelism.net is our website. And you can write to us. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 221-661 West Palm Beach, Florida 33422. PO Box 221-661 West Palm Beach, Florida 33422. Once again, our PO Box is PI Evangelism, PO Box 221-661 West Palm Beach, Florida, and this is called 33422. I look forward to see you at the Two Nights of Miracles Crusade, September the 13th and 14th. Dos Noches de Milagros, September 13th and 14th at 7 p.m. God bless you. www.pyevangelism.net or call 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. I love you all and God bless you. And I'll be back again next week to bring you more exciting programming. Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us, 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness.